Hey, good morning. It's Troy over at Sundance Books and Music here on this fine Wednesday morning to lay some heavy-duty music action in the way of new stuff for you all today. First up, it's a new record by Dr. Dog, and this is new and yet not new. This is the record called Psychedelic Swamp, and what this is it's revisiting their first record that they did in 2001 but never actually released. And what they've done is re-recorded all these songs that were on that record that never came out with all new instrumentation and including a lot of the people that were in the band then that aren't now. Now, Dr. Dog, they're one of these eclectic to an extreme groups. They throw a little of everything in the pot. So if you want to kind of have your mind blown a little bit and take a little sonic journey, check out the new record from Dr. Dog called The Psychedelic Swamp. Also new in the store, Iggy Pop, the legendary Iggy Pop, formerly of the Stooges, has a record called Post-Pop Depression, and he's kind of got a all-star lineup on this. He's got Dean Fertitta and Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age and Matt Helders from Arctic Monkeys on drums. And Josh and Iggy, they paid for this record out of their own pocket, and it's kind of inspired by Iggy's time that he spent with David Bowie back in the mid to late 70s when Bowie kind of helped Iggy out of the dumps and really kind of rejuvenated his career with the pair of records that Bowie co-wrote and produced for Iggy. So definitely timely with David Bowie's passing to have a record come out that was kind of inspired by him. Iggy Pop with Post-Pop Depression. We have a new solo album from Nickel Creek's Sean Watkins called What to Fear. Sean, definitely very active in the time since Nickel Creek put out their last record, doing a variety of solo albums, and then the Watkins Family album that they did last year. And this is kind of a departure for Sean. While it does have a lot of the sort of bluegrass and Americana flavor on it, this is his first record where he actually has a bass player and drummer on it. So Sean kind of trying some new things, which is always nice because you never want an artist to do the same thing over and over and over again. He does have sister Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek playing fiddle on a couple of tunes, so that's very nice. Great new music from Sean Watkins called What to Fear. If you want a little jazz, we got a really nice new record by Charles Lloyd in the Marvels called I Long to See You. Charles Lloyd was a legendary tenor sax player back in the 60s doing big hit records like Forest Flower that also was the starting ground for piano player Keith Jarrett before Keith went solo and made a big name for himself. And Charles and the band are doing all kind of classic American songbook songs on this. And he's got a killer band, including Greg Lees on pedal steel and Bill Frisell on guitar, who also feature prominently on Lucinda Williams' latest record. Charles Lloyd and the Marvels with I Long to See You. Another cool thing about that record, you got a couple of nice guests appearing on there, including Nora Jones doing You Are So Beautiful, and Willie Nelson on the track called Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. Now, this kind of segues into the next record. It's the legendary country songstress Loretta Lynn with her latest record. Like Willie, she's been at it for a long time, and Willie also guests on this record, singing on a track called Lay Me Down, and then Elvis Costello singing Everything It Takes. So another couple of nice notable guest vocalist on Loretta Lynn's new record called Full Circle. Really nice to follow up to the record that she did a number of years back with Jack White from the White Stripes called Manlier Rose, kind of a follow-up of sorts to that record. Very good stuff, co-produced by John Carter Cash, the son of the legendary Johnny Cash. Last up in the store, it's the new record from Lake Street Dive called Side Pony. Man, two guys, two girls, great harmony singing, playing a variety of different instruments. The last record they did, their self-titled album, was an enormous hit for them, and they have followed it up with another winner of a record. Man, this is the kind of band that appeals to so many people, and you're hearing this one right here on the X. So come on down and check out the latest from Lake Street Dive called Side Pony, Minnesota's finest. For all these great tunes and a whole lot more, come on down, check out the store on the corner of California and Sierra for Sundance Books and Music. This has been Troy. Thank you for tuning in to this week's blurb.